Oh, there's a man nude.
Dear Chicago. Don't say.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Ooh, Lord, Lord, did we take some time off this summer?
We sure did.
Oh my God. It seems like it has been... Well, it has been a month of Sundays, I think. Is that right?
Yeah, it has been. A little bit more than that, I think. I don't know.
Oh, my God, you guys. We haven't recorded together since, I think, since the end of June, right? Middle of June.
No, I think it was like the week before the end of June.
Yeah, crazy.
Because, like, June ended in the middle of the week and then July started.
Yeah, and then I was in California,
mm-hmm.
like, that time.
And then you got to see Adele. I got to see Adele.
Dolly Parton.
Yep.
Just
Gwen Stefani.
Visitors. It was you guys, you're listening to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 692. We record out of Chicago, Illinois.
Illinois.
I am Ricky.
And this is Krakatoa.
Okay.
I have no idea what that means.
Nothing has changed. And will we remember it at the end?
Probably
Should
not.
We make bets?
That's kind of a hard word. I don't know what it means.
Krakatoa?
Krakatoa.
Oh.
Krakatoka. Krakatoka. No, that's not right.
I don't even attempt it.
Krakatoa. So it's
Is it Spanish?
Krakota. No, I think it's Polish.
It sounds like a black person's name.
Isha at the end.
Yeah.
Krakatoisha. God, that is so racist.
Welcome back.
Nothing's changed.
So you guys, all right, so you got a show with me and my friend Gigi, who you guys got a little bit more into the personal life of Ricky before Chicago and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That was interesting.
It was
a good show. Expecting to share a little that much into it. You know, that I was a big druggie.
and not the good kind either.
I know, it's like prescription pills, like give me more. Oh my God, you guys. I have been off Ambien.
For how long?
Since we recorded.
Really?
Yes. But I sure do still have my backup pills.
I'm sure you do.
I cannot bring myself to.
How are you sleeping on the CPC machine?
I'm doing pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
There's some nights that I'm like, fuck this. I don't want this on my face. So around like 2 a.m, I like pull it off. And
wait,
just,
do
like,
you do
sleep.
That like consciously or unconsciously?
Consciously. Oh, okay. Yeah. Like I'm wake up and I'm like, no,
I'm not having Vader today.
Right. But then some nights I'll sleep 8 or 9 hours with it. So it's really kind of weird.
I cannot wait to do that.
The nights that I don't have the machine on, I can definitely tell the next day. I'm like, oh, I did not get any fucking sleep. And no, ma'am. So the next night, I'm like fucking going to bed 8:30.
And you're like, at like 7:59 in the morning. You're like,
not even. No, if I go to bed like 8:30, it's like 4. I'm like, oh, hey, Ivy, why are you looking at me? You know, she's like, oh, I'm going to have some fun, you know.
And that's when you sleep with the machine or without it?
When I sleep with the machine, but go to bed early with it.
Oh.
So I'm not used to actually sleeping like full sleep for like 8 hours.
You know, do you track your sleep anyway?
Or, the machine does.
Can you see the tracking of the, like what it's picking up in terms of like.
It detects if there's a good, not suction, but
like
what is
pattern.
That? No, like the
REM.
No, to make sure that the mask is on your face.
Oh, like, so it doesn't actually. Go ahead.
And then
that looks really weird. Why is that different? Oh, because you're running the beta, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't want to run the public beta.
And then it tracks like how many instances you have of stop breathing, which is minimal, not a lot, because it's normal for people to have like 10 or less at night, so mm-hmm. that's just a normal time.
And how many do you have now? Does that track that?
Oh yeah, like 3 maybe a night.
Oh wow,
sometimes none.
Wow, that's really good.
I think that really depends on how I'm laying on the mask, and it may like have some
so maybe a little skewed a little bit.
Yeah,
okay.
But yeah, it's made a big difference at work. Less mistakes, less grouchiness. Which I have a new boss now. I didn't have a new boss when I started working, or when we recorded last. But my previous boss, she said, oh, I could definitely tell from like starting in March until her last day. She was like, I could definitely tell you were on the machine and you were more awake and you made less mistakes. So
really,
I had them put it in my personnel file that I had a sleeping disorder, so that if anything ever came up that was like, oh, you made these mistakes during this time, well, I'm sorry, I had a sleeping disorder.
Oh my god,
I had a medical reason. You know, because I'm allergic to any kind of perfume.
Right. Oh, don't even get me started with that shit.
So I don't know how much on the last show I talked about it, but I went to California, spent time with Melinda. Hendrick was there. We swam. We did a bunch of shit.
No
it
ticks.
Was interesting. No ticks.
Did you get to see the redwoods?
Yes.
That's awesome.
It was amazing. I did
They're
not
super
cry,
tall.
But like when I got there, I was like it was like spiritual. Like you felt like in nature, and it was really cool.
Yeah. I've seen pictures of it, and it looks really like when you look up, like people have taken pictures of when they're looking up. It's like
this. Yeah, there's trees that are like
as big as houses,
like 300 feet tall, and the bottom of it has been burned and you can walk inside of it, but the fucking tree is still living. It's so weird.
It's
so crazy.
I didn't realize that there were burnt trees. I didn't realize that it got burned over there.
Yeah, like there's forest fires there.
Right.
But it was interesting. I didn't go see the sequoias. I went to go see the regular redwoods because they're both redwoods.
Okay.
But sequoia is in another part of the state.
Oh, okay.
Sequoias are rounder and shorter, and the redwoods are taller and skinnier.
Oh, got it.
But they're really not fucking skinny. Like,
I mean, in comparison to the two, yes.
Like, but a car could still fit inside of it, kind of thing. But yeah, only 9% of the original woods are there. And that's only because I think it was Eleanor Roosevelt, one of those first ladies
mm-hmm.
that was really into flowers and stuff, said, no, you cannot chop any more of these trees down. So there's only like only 2% of the trees that are there are over 1,000 years old.
Oh,
all
my God.
All the other ones are less, and the most of them are less than 100 years old.
That's sad.
So they're trying to regenerate them, but they said in our lifetime, we won't see that. And you can definitely tell where the cutoff was, where they stopped cutting the trees down. It was really cool.
That's interesting. I love that kind of.
It was cool. It was like 63 degrees. It was foggy.
Fat man's
like
dream.
I was in Star Wars because they filmed Star Wars there. Some
oh, did they?
Star Wars
yeah.
There.
Oh my god, that must be so beautiful. Like the luscious green. Like that so scene nice. When they're with the Ewoks and they're like flying.
Yeah,
through
that's all that stuff was there.
That's the I Ewok love that.
Stuff. And then we went down to the river and swam one day.
No,
girl.
No, ma'am.
Let me tell you.
That's disgusting.
No, the river was clean. It's like totally clear.
I can't see you. Then,
like, it's not like the Chicago River.
Freaking me out.
It's not like the Chicago River or uh-huh. the lake. Nothing it wasn't close to that. But just to get to the river, girl, I thought I was going to die coming back up from that. Like,
why? You had like, to climb up?
Yes.
Oh, and that's kind of like Black's Beach. Because like Black's Beach.
How dare you?
That's only it. You can only, well, there's, I guess there's two entrances. Like there's the one at the very bottom, but you have to walk the entire length of the beach. And sometimes the water, the, what is that called? The shore, not the, I guess the shore is very
the
high. The tide is very high. Mm-hmm. So it's like all the water's up to the rocks. So you can't walk there because you can get sucked in by the tides or whatever. But the other way is, you literally walked down the side
of
a fucking mountain.
Is that the huge dunes? Where is this Black Beach?
Black Beach is in San Diego. Oh. And it's a nude beach. It's the gay nude beach. So at the very top.
Oh my God.
Yes. It's a bit different.
Who wants to be nude after you have to do all that shit?
Well, at the very top, let's just say it's very cruisy. I can't do this right now.
Oh my God. Is someone are people like just honking bobos at the top and all that stuff? I mean, like,
totally, but it gets a little crazy.
Like, do we need to pause for a second? Let's pause.
No, you're fine.
No, we'll pause.
See the side of
you. And we're back.
And we're back. Yeah, like it's like there's like a little path. So imagine like it's like, so I'm gonna try to describe it as best as possible. I'm sure a lot of people in California have been there who are gay, because I know you bitches are dirty. But anyways,
I was there and I didn't even know.
It kind of resembles a teacup in the sense that it's like round and then it kind of sticks out a little bit. And the worst part about it is that when you're up at the top, it overlooks a golf course on one side, and then on the other side it overlooks the water. Anyways, it's very cruisy. We saw tons and tons of like toilet paper and like condoms up there, because in the little bush area you can walk, but it's like there's enough bush to cover it so that you can see. But like, if like the bushes are up to like a little above my waist by my rib cage.
So experience. You're talking from experience.
Well, yeah, because I've been there.
And by there you mean been there?
No. No, it was daylight, girl. I'm not doing that shit in the daylight. And nobody trying to see all that.
They would just think you're the gardener.
Anyway, so, but yeah, so it's, then you walk down the side of a mountain, literally. It's fucking scary. Like, because the trail is about this big and it's steep.
Don't they have,
people have actually fallen and hurt themselves.
Don't they have that kind of thing here, like in Michigan somewhere? There's like huge sand dunes that you have to walk down to get to the water.
That's probably in the dunes at Michigan by like Saugatuck.
They're like huge. Like you have like, it's like a fucking mountain. Oh, I wouldn't even attempt it. I would be like, fuck y'all, I'm going to the pool.
Well, I didn't go down to the beach because I was like, first of all, I'm in flats, aka sandals. I'm not walking down the fucking side of a mountain in some flip flops because I will die. Plus, I'm really tall, so I have to balance.
You city people.
But, oh my God. Is that, okay.
You'll get a tick. You'll die.
I would love for you to try to climb down that motherfucking thing.
Calm down.
If I had gym shoes, I would have climbed. I would have gone down if I had gym shoes. But I didn't because I had flip-flops on. Because, honey, when I'm in hot weather, I don't want to wear any kind of shoe but a flip-flop. I want to be that trashy. Okay. I want to be that trashy Californian / Floridian who does it all year round. I mean, I do
miss that, just wearing flip flops and like sandals to work.
Oh my God, I wear sandals to work every day. Well, I don't wear them today, but I can wear sandals at work. So it's like,
we can only wear
them. I walk in there with my Jesus sandals and be like, flip flop. I'm like, thank
God. We can only wear them like certain months. Like, that's the beginning of June to the end of August. That's so stupid. September.
That's stupid.
Yeah, like the women can't wear open toe shoes. They can only wear open toe shoes during that time.
This is the one thing that I, because we have this issue at work too, because one time before my time, they were talking about like, you can't wear, men cannot wear flip-flops. And I just thought, okay, I'm sorry. Then what's the difference between a woman wearing an open toe, like sandal
with a heel,
right? With the heel, or not even, it doesn't even specify. Right. They could wear a sandal. I said, okay, so then I can buy a really expensive pair of leather sandals that for most people, they would probably just call them a flip-flop because that's what they look like. But I can't wear a flip-flop. You know, like guys can't wear open-toe shoes. Mm. I'm like, fuck that shit. I'm like, there is no difference. Women get to wear skirts.
Racist.
Women get to wear skirts. Women wear
skorts.
All kinds of shit. Straps. And guys are always just tied to pants, and pants.
And shirts.
And shirts. Like we have,
you should really go to work with a shirt on.
Men have a very limited silhouette. Women have a variety of silhouettes. So
sometimes they show a little bit too much of their silhouette, though.
Well, I agree, and that's not fair to men. So
men should be able to wear more, show more of their silhouette.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to wear a V-neck, wear it. I wear this one, but I don't give a shit.
If you want to wear cutoffs, whatever.
Like, I mean, like, they let us wear, for the first time ever, they let us wear shorts at work for 2 days in a row.
Oh.
And, like, literally the first time ever. Not just my time.
Somebody fucked it up.
No,
and
no, no.
And then they won't allow it.
But they were just like, you know, just make sure that it's Like, it's not, you know, don't come in with, like, cargo, like, cargo shorts that I really like, messy. Like, just be neat about it. Like, you know, you can wear flat front, you know, shorts or khaki shorts, something like that.
There ain't nothing flat in my front, okay?
So I was like, well, that's kind of fun. Like, you know, we get to wear shorts for the first time ever. But, yeah, I just think that, you know, guys are kind of like, they get shafted a lot in that department.
I love getting shafted.
Anyways, let's discuss Adele.
Wait, I want to talk about this email from Anne Marie Parker because we've had it for a while.
Oh yeah, it's really long. Are you gonna read the whole thing?
I'm gonna read most of it. So
okay. I guess we owe her that because yep, it's so long.
It's been a month on Sundays. Okay. So she said, "Hi guys, I'm listening to episode 690." And I was starting to get pissed off about the car situation. Roger, you were right. You get two times to correct a problem of this magnitude, but only because I'm willing to give a second person at the dealership a chance to correct an error, Holly Mary Mother clusterfuck that was made by the first person. If you need to go to that dealership a third time, that is when you go... I don't know how to say that. Conglipto to... in the lobby and summon a fire demon out of the floor. You don't let anyone take you off that showroom floor to talk behind a door unless there's a brand new Fiat waiting behind that door with keys in the ignition and they're going to tell you go with God."
Oh, she's referring to your whole incident with that. I'm so...
No, I know what she's talking about, the car.
Yeah, she's talking about the Fiat.
I have an
situation.
Update for that. You loudly and succinctly I'm not good.
Oh my God.
State the problem, assistantly state the problem, including the reference to the poor service you've received, along with the names of everyone you dealt with, on what date you dealt with that person, and how it was further fucked up by that person. Bring Tony along as a translator so he can loudly and repeat what you say, only this time in Spanish. Bring someone who knows American Sign Language along with that day, too. Make that pageantry awesome. Walk in that clip joint with your own soundtrack blaring. I suggest Nazareth's Hair of the Dog. A.K.A. Now you're messing with the son of a bitch. Film the interaction on your phone for your YouTube channel. You can let them know you have a YouTube channel and a 10-year-old podcast with an international fan base. And no patience now.
Did you hear, wait. Did
no
you
car.
Hear that? Pot is my co-pilot. We also have an international listener. Ers. Because did you notice how they've been like, you know, we're an
I'm
international podcast.
From June.
Oh God. Don't bother. Just skip ahead.
Because you still have no car. Your listeners would love to know where not to buy a car in the tri-state area. Oh, because she lives in Milwaukee.
Yes. Do not buy from there.
Where aren't I going, Ricky? You are never given the name of that dealership I won't be shopping at. What street won't I be shopping on? What exit aren't I getting off on in the Dan Ryan or the Eisenhower? Where should I not bother going via Highway 39, 55, or 51? She knows all the roads.
I know she's good at
that. I don't know any of them. I'm like, oh, that one that goes north. And they're like, there's 10. I'm like, it's the one where you pay a toll.
It's
and
called
like,
Google Maps.
It's the one where you pay a toll. That's 8 of them. It's the one with lines. That's still 8. You know, I can never give the road names. And then the Eisenhower has like 4 different names.
So from what I understand, the Eisenhower is a very short span of highway. So it's not like it's not the full highway.
Uh-huh.
It's. Because like, there's parts of it.
Jane, like 9094 is called Jane Addams Highway or something.
I don't.
It's, they have, there's 10 names for each road.
I don't even know. I okay.
Why can't it be like California
are you going,
and just
look,
say the 90 or the 94?
Are you going I-4. To fucking, are you going to Indiana? Okay, I know where to take you. Are you going to fucking Schaumburg? I know how
right.
to direct
you.
You going
to the airports?
You going to airport? Okay. I could tell you how to get there. Okay. You going to the south? I could tell you how to
We're
get there.
We're not going. I'll take you to the red line. You can go on yourself.
Right.
Do you guys not have a local TV station with a consumer reporter? Yes, we do.
Yeah. Ooh, the Channel 5 news investigation reporter crew.
We have one locally who loves to take on cases like this. Getting someone's money back, getting a consumer complaint resolved, going to the business in person with a TV camera to get someone's money back while resolving a consumer complaint, and then pinning the story on the evening news. Bitch, it's the new crying episode. Only you aren't going to be the one that's crying this time. Tact is that thing you're supposed to use on people upon whom it is a complete waste of your time.
Thank you. I'm so happy that she agrees with me.
So, update.
You know what? I just want to, full disclosure, I'm so fucking tired of hearing about this goddamn Fiat story. Like, I would have literally sued them at this point. I would have been like, I want all my money back. I will go to a different dealer. I will get a different car. It's going to be much better than your piece of shit. And I will never do business with you. And so, then I would have followed her directions about calling the news.
So there's been an update today.
Oh. You know, we're up to the minute, yo.
So what happened was...
Right. No. Because there's been several...
I got my car.
I was going to say, there's been several things, yeah. Right?
First, they did the car exchange illegally because the person that was supposed to okay everything through Fiat didn't come until a week later. So they pretty much just did it to make me happy. Why?
Which is not your fucking problem.
Someone was driving my car with my plates on it because there were toys inside of it. Don't know who it was.
Wait. Like the
black one. My old car that's not supposed to be driven. There were toys inside of it.
Like what kind of toys?
Like kid toys. I'll show you one of them in there. Because we kept one. With my license plate on it, we still had insurance on the car. Like if they would have been in a car accident.
Oh my God, that would have been shown fucked up.
So they do the exchange with the car.
Oh my God.
They send a check to pay off my existing loan.
Okay. Oh Lord.
We think everything's fine.
It never is.
So like 2 weeks later, we're like, there's still a fucking loan in our name. Hadn't sent the check yet.
Uh-huh.
Called, send the fucking check because a car payment's coming up and we don't want to have to pay it.
Right, of course.
Send the check. We get a notice in the mail. You still owe $36.90. Before this, I had to take my new car, the yellow one, to the dealership because the airbag light was coming on.
Okay, see.
And I had to have the side door panel replaced.
Why?
Because the unit...
You didn't tell me that.
I know. I just...
At this point, you were probably like, two Mexicans is too many.
Right. Because Tony...
Oh, I can't...
Bless his heart. How about he was speaking Aztec? I mean, it wasn't even Spanish anymore.
Was he in high pitch?
It was like...
Well, I mean, he's not African.
Whatever. It all comes from the same place. So the unit that held the switch for the windows to go up and down popped out. And I was like, okay. I couldn't get it to...
I swear to God, this is like a fucking Tonka truck that has been put together by a five-year-old. What is wrong with this company?
I think they may have pushed out this version a little too early.
I told you! This is the reason why you don't buy new cars like that right away.
So, everything's fine now.
Uh-huh.
We're good.
Until about 6 months later, you find another fucking problem they can't fix.
Well, this time, I know how to go about it, and I know who I need to talk to make shit happen.
Okay, so wait. So, did you get the $36 paid?
We actually paid it ourselves because they were giving us a late fee because we hadn't made the car payment yet.
Okay.
So, we paid it ourselves, and I called the dealership, and I was like, look.
You made a payment to your car, not this car, the other car.
Our old car,
because you didn't want to be late to cause any problems on your credit.
Right, our payment was due.
Okay,
and so when there was still $36.90, which I don't fucking get this. The loan was almost completely paid off. What are you talking about? Our car payment's late. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So Wells Fargo added a $25 charge, and we're like, no. Like, Tony called and said, no, I will not pay that.
Oh, my God.
So we paid the $36.90, and then I called the dealership, and I was like, this is what's up.
Did you guys get the full payment back on your $36?
Well, that just happened today.
That's
the update. So I called the dealership today, and I was like, excuse me, Sarita. You know, because Sarita was the girl that came in and thought she was getting Becky with the good hair, and she got Starkeisha instead. And she was real shocked and appalled. She got real confused. She was like, oh, who is this, and what happened?
I'm sorry, can I speak to Ricky?
Right. No, you can speak to Ricky. No. Ricky is not in right now, but Rick Hay is here, you know. So I called her today and I was like, just let you know.
Oh, shit.
This was the issue. We paid it. Mm-hmm. We're going to need some credit on like oil changes and stuff. And she's like, oh, but we're already paying for the next like 4 or 5 oil changes for you because of this whole incident. I was like, okay, well, I'm going to need $36.90 of some kind of service credit to my account.
Yeah.
So she said she put it on there. We'll see. I only have to get the oil change every 5,000 miles, and it only has 700 miles on it now. So it's going to be a while before I need an oil change.
Oh, my God.
Girl, it's been crazy. Like, okay. This literally
has been the worst fucking thing.
Towards the end, it was literally causing me so much stress in my life that I was like, I'm going to fucking kill somebody. So that's the update. Hooray.
Oh, I as much patience as it was, you kind
of comedic, like it was comedic, kind of comedic, because of course. It was like this. It's only like a
comedy of errors. Like one like, error happened after another.
This only happens on TV.
Right.
You know, this never happens in real life.
Oh, my God. I mean,
it was like fucked up. And the yellow car that we have, a porter had drove it on, hit something and scratched the side of it. So they had to repair that before they gave it to us. It was like, just.
I mean, you were not meant to have this car from this company. Like, that is what I am deciding here.
You know what? I'm happy that I have a yellow car. That's about the only thing I'm happy about. And everybody notices it, and everybody's always looking, and they're like, oh, that's a nice car. And I'm like, thank you. It only cost me 3 years of crazy to get it.
Okay.
And when people say, do you like it? And I'm like, I like the color. Do you have any problems? No.
Oh.
Because one of the things I signed, I had to sign saying that I would not disclosure say publicly about the deal that we had or anything negatively on social media or anything like that. So I can't really, like on social media, I can't, I mean, I probably could, but I'm not going to, I signed the stretch paper, it. I'm yeah. not going to do it. This is good enough. I mean, I haven't said the name of the company. If people
I'm
really,
so happy you didn't, because I was about really, to be like, what?
If people really want to know, they can find out.
Oh, it's of not course. That it's not that hard. You know, so, it's somewhere in Evanston.
Let's talk about Adele.
Oh, yeah, because we have a few things to talk about. We have to talk about Adele, my nose surgery.
We're probably going to do 2 1-hour shows.
Probably.
Y'all, that's crazy.
So let's talk about Adele. Okay, so it was... So initially when Adele was coming out with the tickets, hold on, because I need to correct you on something, because you said that I didn't like her in a text message, and I never said that. And I never said she was a horrible singer either, by the way. I always said I think she's an amazing singer. Anyways.
I'm going to have to go back on the old shows, because I know you said she was a screamer, and she no. does not sound like she's trained to sing. And
no, you're confusing her with someone else. I wouldn't. She like her. No. She went to the same school that Amy Winehouse went to, and what's the other British girl's name? I can't remember what her name is, but she also got kind of famous. Anyway, I would have never said she does get. She does get a little. I will say she does get a little screamy. So I may have said that, but not that she's a bad singer. Would have never said that. But anyways,
initially, what you did say is, I would never go see her in concert because she's boring.
Yeah, I did say that.
Okay.
I did say that.
All right. So I'm glad you said that.
Yeah. No,
I'm not fucking crazy. I know you said that.
No, and I totally admitted that.
I told you I got the tickets. And you're like,
no, because you asked if I wanted to go, if you want me to get your ticket. And I said no, because I don't want to go see, because I thought she was going to be boring. Because it, to me, I'm so used to seeing shows that are very elaborate. And so, for example, like Mariah Carey, I've said the same thing. I will go see her just because it's something that's on my bucket list. But it's not something that I'm like, I don't really care to see someone who's just a singer. Like, it's boring to me. However,
that
going to see Adele kind of restored my faith. Then maybe I should go see someone who's just a singer, because maybe the show isn't just about the pyrotechnics and all that shit. But anyway, so I said no when you first, I was like, no, that's fine. I don't want to go. And then my other friend was like, I really want to go see her. And I'm like, I'll go if you really want me to go. Like, we'll buy tickets, I'll pay you, whatever. And then we didn't get tickets. So I was like, well, whatever. No big deal. Like, I'll get to see her some other time if I want to. And then you got tickets and everyone was going to see her. And I was like, she's boring, whatever. And then
sour grapes.
And then I went to see her because I got as a gift, my friend got tickets. I don't know how he got the tickets, but anyways, we were like 10th row.
Suck some dick. He sucked some good dick. Probably some 90-year-old dick.
Now, he had seen her twice before. He saw her when she...
in Europe, right?
Yeah, he saw her in London. Really loved the show. And he's not an Adele kind of fan. Like, he's not even... like, he likes her, but he's not like... but he really liked her show. So, he saw her in London. And then he went the Monday night that she was here. So, the day after you guys went to go see her. And I took care of their babies, and I was like...
Wait, so he went to two shows?
He went to three shows, because he went to the one in London and then the two in here in Chicago. Dang. Yeah, so I really loved her. Anyways, so I was like, on Monday night, you know, after I had... I think you and I had texted, and you were like, oh, she was really good, whatever. Mm-hmm. No, and then I was starting to feel like, kind of like, what is that called? FMO? Fear of missing out. And I was like, oh, I really kind of want to go see her. But then
is
I was
that what that means? I see that on Facebook all the time.
FMO?
They're like, oh, I can't cancel my Facebook. FMO.
Or FOMO. Yeah, yeah. Fear of missing out. Anyway, so I was like, I'm really starting to have FOMO right now. Because I was like, I really want to go see her now. Because I've heard great things. And everyone was like, you know, even when they were telling me about London, they were like, oh my gosh, she's so funny. The show was really amazing. You know, it's very simple, but it's, you know, she keeps it going really well. I was like, so Monday night, I was like, well, fuck it. I'll look and see if there's any tickets available. I knew there wasn't going to be any, but if I could find cheap ones and kind of like a good location, I'd buy one. I'd go and see her. And I couldn't. Everything was super expensive. Like, I couldn't even, like, even the nosebleeds were expensive. And I'm like, I'm not paying $150 to go see her in nosebleeds. Like, it's just not worth it to me. And then I'm going on lunch on Wednesday. And my friend is like, he sends me a text message. He's like, call me ASAP. I have something to tell you. And I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. Because he never texts me like that. Like, and I was like, oh, my God. I was like, hey, what's up? What's going on? And I was like, everything okay? And he's like, yeah, that's fine. He's like, everything's fine. I'm like, what? What's going on? He's like, oh, so what are you doing tonight? And I'm like, nothing. I was just going to go home. I have to go to the doctor. And he's like, no, I'm going home. And he's like, okay. Well, pack a bag because we're going to go see Adele. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, I got his 10th row. And I'm like, what? Of course, I got really excited. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, my God. I was like, OK. So we ended up seeing her that night and she was really, really good. She was amazing. It made me think maybe I should go see people who just sing because she really kept it interesting.
This is what I see. This is what I think about people that just sing than people with all the antics. I kind of feel like they use all the antics to hide that either they're not singing live or they're not singing well because they can rely on other things to distract people from what's happening.
I don't disagree with that, but I don't agree with it completely. I think there are some artists who do that. Like, for example, Britney Spears. Like, I would say I've seen her live and I know that she's got a lot of moving parts.
But some people don't, like Pink. She's a good singer, and she did really well.
So the thing is that with a lot of people who use, you know, so I agree with you, yes, partly, like some people, for example, like Britney Spears, I think she uses a lot of movements to really sort of deflect on the fact that she isn't a really good singer or that she isn't a strong singer.
And maybe Mariah Carey should follow suit and have more pyrotechnics.
Well, she does because now her show in Vegas is a lot better. There's a lot of moving pieces and stuff like that. But, you know, there's also like you have people like Madonna and Janet who have these, you know, sort of. Well, Janet, not so much this last tour, but they have these elaborate moving pieces because it's a story that's being told. And that's how, you know, that's how their show is. And so for me, I got so used to seeing that kind of show that the only person that I've ever gone to go see that didn't have like all this kind of like was George Michael. Mm-hmm. And he was, I mean, amazing. And he didn't, and it was just him. He didn't have any dancers. He didn't have any. He had a band. He had this awesome screen that literally went, you know, it flowed from like a sort of like a waterfall all the way to the very end of the stage. And it was all like, was it like TVs that you could walk on? And so it was this beautiful stage. But that was the only person I've ever, and I actually, because I love George Michael, I didn't mind because he really put on a great show. So going to see Adele, I was just kind of like, you know, sometimes it's not about relying on all those moving parts. You know what I mean? Right.
Well, the good thing about her show was there was no lip syncing.
No,
it was like fucking amazing. Like I cried so many times. Mm-hmm. Like I can't post any of the videos that I took because it's like one of two things. Me singing really out of tune to her songs, which I'm not posting that. And the second videos or the group is me singing out of tune and crying at the same time.
Yeah, so, it was a good concert. What are you doing, Ivy?
But I have a story.
Okay.
So did you see the picture of me, Tony, and Hendrick? We all had like white shirts on or whatever.
I think so, yeah.
So, well, Hendrick had a t-shirt on. We had button-up shirts on. There was these lesbians that were sitting in front of us.
She's chewing on the carpet, like, by the way.
Ivy, stop. Like older lesbians. Oh, let me take this off because people can hear what's going on there. Getting super drunk, and they're like, at first they're really nice, but then like one of them started to get a little mean,
a little belligerent,
you know, and they were like starting to get a little jealous because the one was sitting next to a pretty girl who was her birthday and her boyfriend was there and her girlfriend was paying more attention to the girl that she didn't know than whatever. Can't stand up drunk. One of them falls.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
When she gets up, she puts her shirt, her hand on the front of my shirt. Blood.
What?
All over my white shirt. I didn't know it until we got on the bus that night. And Hendrick was like, how did you get blood on your shirt? Are you bleeding? And I looked down. I was like, bitch, like, cut her hand. And she, like, rubbed it on my stomach.
She didn't do it on purpose, though. I mean.
Don't fucking touch me. And don't get sloppy drunk at an Adele concert. What's wrong with you?
It is Adele.
But Adele was amazing. I loved every single moment from the time she started singing until the end. Loved it, loved it, loved it. I had no negatives about it.
I think the only piece of critique I would have said, even though I enjoyed her banter, like her, you know, her speaking, I would have cut out just a little bit of it, and I would prefer to hear her sing more. Mm-hmm. But I understand that a lot of her songs are really, like, it's kind of hard. Like for our show, she didn't sing All I Ask. Mm-hmm. And I think the reason why she didn't sing it was, one, she ran out of time, and two, that's a very hard song for her to sing to begin with. And I think you could tell towards the end of the, like, as it was starting to get to the last song, mm-hmm. her voice was starting to get a little bit more raspy. So, like, I can imagine that that song would have really kind of blown her out because that's a hard song for her to sing. But that was the only thing that I would say that was even, I mean, if I had to say remotely negative, that would be like the, otherwise, I thought the concert was awesome. I thought her banter was, I mean, she's funny as hell. And she made it really personal. And she made you feel like you were a part of her world, which I appreciated because a lot of times
she's really simple. She wasn't like extravagant. She didn't try to come off as like like something like Mariah would do, you know, like, God, oh, no, don't look at me kind of thing.
Yeah, no, she was, I mean, really like, she was like responsive, you know, responsive. And, like, jumping up and down. Yeah, and I love that she interacted with the audience, and you know, she just really understood that when you, that, you know, you have to have that sort of interaction. Because, look, I've seen a lot of artists that have zero interaction with the audience. Like, Britney Spears, the one time I went to go see her, she literally did not even, I think she said hello, Chicago, once. Maybe twice.
I think, like, another person that's good with their fans and interacting is, like, Taylor Swift. She's really good about that, too.
I have heard Mariah Carey's actually really good about that, too.
Oh, like, she loves
her Lambly.
She loves it.
Yeah, I mean, so she,
if you get a tattoo of her, loves it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not getting a tattoo, Mariah. I love her. Not getting a tattoo of her.
Well, not of her, but you can get something that's inspired by her. I guess you do butterflies. But you can say, like, the monarch.
Right.
Anyway.
Oh, I thought do. It was, already have one. Yeah, that's because of her.
Exactly.
That's because of her right there.
Right.
Butterfly.
But yeah, I mean, I thought it was really great. I mean, I thought she sounded amazing. I got like chills when she I could hear her singing Hello and like when she first came out, like not even before she came out, because you could hear her singing
my
already.
My heart was like,
oh my pounding. God.
I was
like, she was literally like, I mean, you saw the videos and pictures.
Oh, you probably didn't get to see her come out because you were on the other side, but they actually roll her out in like a soundstage box.
Oh, I know.
Like the,
yeah, you don't, no one knows that she's in a soundstage box because it's closed, but she is in there.
Yeah. It's really weird. I'm like, oh, it seems like she could walk out, but maybe she doesn't want people like grabbing her.
No,
or
too
maybe
much
it's
to,
a surprise or something.
Yeah. Cause that's what they did with when I went to go see Justin Timberlake, and Pink. Pink walked out and walked to the stage, which was even though it was awesome because we got to shake her hand, it kind of took away a little bit of that illusion of like her coming out. Mm-hmm. You know, she walked out from the back because we were with Pink. It was like in the round. So in the middle of both sides of the stage, there was a bar so you can get drinks, but you were standing so you didn't have seats, but you were close to the stage so you could touch them. And she walked out. And Justin was not. He came in the box. They rolled him out. And
Adele had two stages. She had like a smaller stage out in the middle of the audience, I guess, so she could be closer to the people that were sitting. And then she had the main stage with the screen and all that stuff.
Yeah, I thought that was the other thing that I
the
really
screen was
liked.
Awesome.
I just her imagery and like the way that she did like some of the like the curtains and I mean, I just thought it was awesome. That part
like
of it was
the,
awesome.
Set Fire to the Rain.
Yeah, that was
like
really
that
cool.
Screen and stuff. That was
cool. That was cool when you could see her like the four. Mm-hmm. And that was really cool as well. It was honestly one of the most amazing.
She gave somebody free tickets that flew from California to go see her, and she asked them where they were from. They're like San Francisco, and she was like, "Oh, I'm gonna be there in a few weeks. Give me your information. I'll make sure you see the show there."
Yeah.
So
well,
cool.
She added more concerts for the rest of the American tour.
I would
tour.
Totally, like, after this concert, I would totally fucking pay, like,
did you get any merch?
$200. I got a t-shirt.
Yeah, so did I.
I would probably spend at least $250 to see her again.
I'm going
to
tell you right now, I was extremely close enough where I could have gotten picked to go up on stage, because that's how close we were. And I was trying my hardest to get picked, but that didn't happen. Anyway, I had these two old ladies that were sitting next behind us, and they were like, pick him. Of course, they're like so short and they were so cute. And they were like, pick him. But yeah, no, it was honestly one of the best shows I've seen in a long time. And I would definitely see her again. It definitely renewed my idea of like wanting to go see someone who is just a singer. Mm-hmm. You know, because like, for example, my friend, my friend's husband, he's gone to see like Barbara Streisand, and that's another one that's kind of
like one song. I don't know anything from her.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to be a fan to really want to go to her, right? But he went, and that's just a singer, like literally it's her and a band, and that's it. And there are no, I think he said there wasn't any really like theatrics to it. I think it was just maybe like a screen that had imagery in the background, but it wasn't even as elaborate as Adele's. But it was just like, he was like, you know, it was good, you know, whatever. But I'm just like, I see something like that would be so boring to me. So,
and I was like, the whole time I was at Melinda's with, oh Lord, oh, Big Fatty came out, squeeze the, that might help if he's, y'all, his microphone just like
literally
came.
Just went like, it's,
if you squeeze the thing, it might not fall out. Like the squeeze the two things and push it up a little bit. There you go. You got it.
Sorry.
Oh,
we may have to turn this up the other way now.
Like the whole time I was in California with Hendrick and Melinda, I was excited to be there, but I was like, oh my God, I cannot believe I'm going to see Adele in 4 days. Adele in 3 days.
Yeah.
No, Adele.
No, so it was. I would just have to say it was a lot of fun, and I was super. Like, I kind of was like, haha, because I was like, I didn't even want to come to see her, and I got really super close tickets. So, but I don't know. It was, I got a picture of her because, when she walks to the stage from the smaller stage, I was the section over that. So maybe about 10 seats away from her. That's how far we were. So I got a picture where I could see her passing by, and I was like, oh my God, she's literally like right there. So it was fun. It was a really, really good concert. I'm happy that I ended up getting, you know, my friend ended up getting tickets and we're able to get them for me. So
I'm going to go see Beth Hart in October again this year. Saw her in February, and she's coming back. And she's actually doing 3 shows here in Chicago. And I was like, oh, my God. I want to go see all 3.
Did you go see all 3?
No. I only got 1 ticket. Oh. Or for the first night.
Yeah.
But she's also a person that just stands there and sings. She's like a rock person. But yeah, she only had like a backdrop. Yeah. There was no anything else.
Nothing else.
Although she talks like Adele did and tells stories and stuff uh-huh. like that. But then
Sarah Bareilles did the same thing, and my sister and I went to go see her
same place,
at the Park West. Love the Park West. That's an amazing auditorium, or theater or whatever it is. Sarah Bareilles did the same thing, and the only reason why I guess she would be the second singer that I saw that just literally sings. I love her music, so it was like, oh my God, and she's a really, really good singer. So, and she was kind of like the same as Adele, like she would sing and then she'd kind of banter with the audience. So. I mean, it was fun. It was really, I really, really, really liked it. If you guys get a chance, get to get tickets. I know it's a little, maybe a little bit late, but if you can find really cheap
seats.
Next
time,
seats,
when 30 comes out.
When, right here. I'm ready. When she comes back into your town, like, honestly, go
I'll
see
I'll do
her.
It again. And then, most recently, I went to go see a concert with 2 listeners, Brennan and Brandon.
I know.
We went, I want to say this is the first time I'd ever been to Ravinia. So
really?
I've never been there.
Oh, it's a good, it's so cool. Love it.
I was expecting, like, have you ever been to, like, the Tampa Amphitheater or, like, an amphitheater, like, downtown?
Well, I have, yeah.
So mm-hmm. you have the seats and then you have the yard.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't expecting amusement park, like, yard. Like, not able to see the singer, like,
oh,
sections of the
yeah,
park,
yeah.
you know.
Because you know why? Because this theater is not at a hill.
Right.
It's like the seats are at a little bit at a hill, yeah. but then it's like everything else is flat
right.
from behind. Whereas like Tinley Park, for example, because I went to go see Gwen on Saturday, Gwen Stefani for all of you, and EVE who opened up for her, who was amazing. Thank you. That's at a hill. So like you are able to see, you're able to see her when or the performer, I should say.
We got to see her a couple times. We walked up and looked at the stage.
Yeah.
Awesome concert.
Was she? I heard
very
she was really
fucking
good.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Like. Amazing. She
oh
was
my god,
so
and she's
People
so tiny.
Crying
oh,
and,
I bet.
But I wasn't prepared for the amount of people that were there.
Oh my
I
god,
wasn't
it was
prepared.
It sold out in like minutes.
I wasn't prepared for the Lord's Supper at everybody's section of the the yard.
Did you guys not take food and stuff? Or
we took wine, but we
no, oh
I
no
mean,
no
we
girl.
Looked real sad growing up. They're like, oh
no girl, you be take it's like literally I was gonna say it's I literally mean, like you go out there and it is a motherfucking it is
everything.
The Last Supper
right
yeah you said a
I mean,
candelabra they were yeah. probably hanging it from the fucking tree and shit.
I mean just food everywhere and then just people everywhere. I was
and
then the train oh my
all
God,
the gays
the
were
train.
Up there.
My God, there was a gay guy that we came back from the train. I wish Brennan and Brandon could share this with you as well. Fucking goddamn annoying, loud, high-pitched voice. Needed to let everybody know he was gay. He was tan. He was from Chicago, but now he lives in Los Angeles. And he's single, and he can't believe no one would like him. He's muscular. He has perfect body, blue eyes.
No one cares.
I was like, I'm fucking done with you, and I still got 40 minutes on this goddamn train with somebody's ass cheek up against my face. You know, not that, not really. But there was, on the way there, the train was at maximum capacity at Ravenswood.
Oh my God.
Which is the stop before us.
And they still let you guys on?
People were getting on all the way up until like Winnetka or Wilmette.
That's dangerous.
It was very dangerous. If that train would have flipped over, a lot of people would have died.
Oh my God.
Why was there people sitting on the luggage racks on the top? Like, that is like some India train bullshit.
That's like working 9 to 5 just to make
she sang
a living.
That was one of the last songs she sang.
Did she sing it the original or did she sing it slow?
No, original.
Oh, I wish she would have
sang it. And she sang I Always Love You.
Yeah.
She sang that.
Is that the one she closed with?
Yes.
Okay.
No, she finished with a religious, like, churchy song.
Oh, okay.
The one before that was I Will Always Love You.
Oh, okay.
But
I don't
she
know
was
many
all
of her
dressed
songs.
Up
like,
and,
I
like,
just,
her.
I don't know many
You probably know them if people play them for you. You may not know the name, but you've heard them probably.
Like, there was one. I mean, I know the most popular ones are, like, 9 to 5 and I Will Always Love You. And there's a few other ones that I know, like, from the Whorehouse in Texas. Like, I know a few of those. But I don't, all the other stuff that I've ever heard, I wouldn't even be able to tell you what the names were. Mm-hmm. I know I could tell you it's her voice, like, right. You know, if she's singing, but. But I like her
stuff. She was all dressed up in her little outfit, and she had like all these rhinestones all over her, and her her guitar, as she's called it. It was like all rhinestoned out. Basically, she was so damn shiny, you couldn't get a picture of her because it was just like bling
bling.
But it was fun, and I would totally do it again. And next time I fucking go,
you bring in a basket.
I'm feeding the continent of Africa with what I'm bringing.
I don't know why you didn't.
I've been practicing.
Yeah.
You've been using Snapchat to practice with and send it to other people.
Oh, my God. They're like, who's this white boy?
Right. They're like, oh, my God, who's this old guy using Snapchat?
Right. What is Snapchat? We're moving on to Instagram. Hello. Get on the Insta.
So, yeah, that's like basically what our life's been about. And then in the next show, we'll talk about
Gwen. We'll talk about Gwen Stefani and then we'll.
The political stuff.
Get more up to date. My surgery and all that shit. Yeah.
Your reassignment surgery that you had?
Of my nose. Yeah.
Oh, you had a Michael. You had a Michael done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, wait. That's Janet. Oh, wait. No, that's both of them.
Stupid.
All right. We're going to go. We're at 51 minutes. That's a lot shorter than I thought it was gonna be.
Let's end it and get started.
Oh, I just want to say that Brennan and Brandon, thank you for like inviting me to go to Dolly. It was fun hanging out with you guys. We had pizza, rainbow cake. We talked.
Where'd you guys have that?
It's all there. Yeah.
Oh, you guys. Oh, so they bought some stuff there.
They have like a restaurant and stuff there.
Oh, they had rainbow cake at the restaurant. That's weird. Anyway. Yeah. Oh, it's probably because it's like pandering to the public.
Well. Why was the city of San Francisco gays there?
Right.
I mean, I was like, I'm sorry. Did I land in San Francisco? Because every person.
Almost everyone was gay. Of course.
So many lesbians, too.
And I bet you they were all fucking hooking up in the bathroom.
I went to the bathroom once. I didn't see any hooking up.
Girl.
So.
It's all I don't when really you least like, expect it.
Yeah, I guess so. I was looking more in the bushes.
Right. Because there are a lot of bushes over there.
And by looking, I mean walking through them.
And by walking through, you mean on your knees. This bitch thought it was a fucking bookstore looking for the glory hole.
Okay, calm down. I've never been to a bookstore, so I don't know. I don't know anything about that.
Oh, but you know about a glory hole, that's for sure.
Well, I've seen a few. You know what?
I just want to say I miss meeting the listeners because I, like a dumbass... When I was told about the tickets, I was like, oh, I'll wait. Because why did I think that was the...
Why did I think only three people were going to be at Dolly Parton and it was going to be me, Brennan, and Brandon? Shocked.
So I didn't buy a ticket because I was like, oh, I'll buy a ticket. And then you were like, I'm buying my ticket today because they go on sale. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I never got a chance to go to there because I did want to go see her. But then, yeah, I didn't. That was my bad. And I still tried to go to see if I could buy tickets.
Procrastinated.
Well, I was trying to get tickets afterwards because they were like, they were saying that you could go to the venue and usually they have lawn tickets there, but I didn't want to take the chance of getting down there and then like they have no tickets. Plus it was a Sunday and Sundays are hard because I have to work the next day. So, but anyways, I'll catch her the next time.
All right.
I'm sure she'll come.
This is Ricky.
And this is Krakatoa.
You got it.
I remember.
We don't have to pay any money out to anybody now.
Right, exactly.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate it.
We would love to hear your feedback. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Or you can find us on Twitter and Instagram by using the handle @foulmonkeys.
Thanks for listening and...
We will talk to you soon.
Deuces.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be.